guys last year in Korea, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, I saw your tweet a couple weeks ago about your gear. You know, how crazy, you've got your gear, it's all safe. Absolutely not the kind of hectic stuff you wanted to happen before a busy stretch in your season.
Yeah, definitely not, but the tweet worked, and 2 minutes later, United contacted me and was lucky enough to find my gear. I wasn't really excited about competing in completely new gear. Hockey players are kind of weird about that, and breaking it in doesn't feel good, but just happy to finally be here and at the All-Star Game.
The reception tonight, you know, yes, this is the Fordyce Center, not the Bridgestone where tomorrow's game is going to be held, but it was packed in there. What did you think of the atmosphere tonight?
It was electric out there. It was so cool seeing it sold out and having all the fans and getting a little interaction and deciding who had the best shootout moves. I personally think Team Seckline did, but it was a lot of fun and it was really loud out there.
Go ahead.
after you finish up tomorrow, then you're joining the national team for the three-game series, is that right? Busy week. How crucial is this week with this All-Star game and then the three-game series to, you know, kind of bring tension back to women's hockey again?
Yeah, I think the past 2 weeks even have been really crucial, and having the girls at the NHL All-Star game, Kendall competing in them was absolutely amazing, and that brought a lot of attention to our sport and showing people what girls and women in hockey can really do and how we compete. And I think just rolling from that week into the All-Star game and then into the three-game series, it's going to be really exciting, and hopefully people realize how great women are and what we can do.
Kendall was even faster today than she was at the men's game.
I know. I'm not surprised about it. There's probably a little less stress out here. There's not a ton of fans around compared to the All-Star game, but I wasn't surprised at all from that one. She had, a five-hour flight and was coming off of some plane legs, and we all know how fast she can be, and she's honestly even faster. And I was trying to videotape her going by me, and it looked like she was in fast-forward motion, like she was going really quick, but, yeah, it was awesome.
Anybody else?
Anything else, Ken?
You got a question?
Yeah. Well, I think the young man does here. Remember,
it's yourself.
No, don't hold. Yeah, hold it. Pick one, really.
How has Nashville treated you?
Oh, my goodness. Nashville has been amazing. We had a little event down on Broadway last night, so that was cool to go to some of the restaurants and hear all the great singers. But this is my first time here, and everyone's been really welcoming and love women in sports, and doesn't get much better than that.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank
you. Anything you're looking forward to for the U.S.-Canada game?
What can't you look forward to when U.S. and Canada are out on the ice together? It's going to be a battle and really intense games. So what's not to love about that? We're going to be going 100%, and it's really special for us because we don't really get to play each other generally outside of all of the big tournaments. So this is the first time that's been happening and the first time it's going to be an all-post-grad team. So really exciting, and can't wait to get the All-Star game tomorrow, and then after that the three-game series is going to be really fun.
Do you go to sleep thinking about those games against Canada?
Oh gosh, yeah. They're so exciting. It's so easy to get excited for them. It's pretty hard not to be honest, but really, really excited about ending the three-game series at home soil in Detroit. I think that's going to be really exciting, and I was actually in Detroit the other day doing some promotional stuff, and everyone there is really excited, so can't wait to finish the three-game series on home soil. Hopefully hear some USA chants.
You mentioned that three-game series being kind of unique and new. Is that maybe just proof of how interest in women playing hockey is growing?
Yeah, I think that's something we've been fighting for, is more chances for us to play against Canada. It's not that often that we get to play at the highest level. We don't really have that many chances for that, but for them to all be streamed on NHL Network too, and for us to get some coverage on that is a really big deal.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.